Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and thank you for joining us this morning. Well, this past Tuesday night, which would have been April 16th, we had our regular monthly meeting. We had special guest speaker, State Treasurer Dale Falwell, and he came to talk to us about his plan for fixing the state employee health care plan. And you've heard a lot about that, I'm sure, recently with House Bill 184. There was a lot of controversy and discussion over that. And Dale will talk a little bit about that during his presentation. But I'd just like to remind you, CCTA does a monthly meeting every third Tuesday, downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. These meetings are free and open to the public. Now, this particular meeting was co-hosted by the John Locke Foundation, and we appreciate their working with us on bringing State Treasurer Falwell in for this event. And we had a good crowd. A large crowd showed up. There was a lot of interesting discussion, and we really enjoyed having the State Treasurer come here to where we could interact with him one-on-one. And he did do a Q&A session, and you'll hear some of those questions and his answers during this presentation. Go ahead before we get started, so I'm sure we have enough time to let you know what's happening next month, the third Tuesday in May. It's Back the Blue. We did it last May, and it's where we bring in police officers, first responders that have performed above and beyond the call of duty. And then we recognize them at that meeting. So join us at 7 o'clock on the third Tuesday of May, and we look forward to seeing you there and meeting you. Well, right now we're going to go ahead and get to State Treasurer Dale Falwell and the presentation that he gave us this past Tuesday night at our public meeting.
Thank you. Any questions? Paul, thank you for that great introduction. I want to say a few things before I get into all these papers that many of you have seen in the past. Number one, I want to thank CCTA and the John Locke Foundation for putting this together. I've said it to them, and I'll say it to you. As a freshman member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, but for the Shasberry Society, but for the John Locke Foundation, I would have never had a voice as a freshman member of the minority party. And being able to come to Shasberry and come before the think tank of John Locke, it gave me the confidence that I needed to work on big things that were truly needed. In the introduction, you heard a lot, but the main thing I want you to understand tonight is that all of what you've heard so far is the fact that I'm standing on the shoulders of a lot of people. A lot of people who, in many cases, they're the brains and I'm the mule to get some of these things accomplished. But when I arrived in Raleigh 13 years ago, I made a decision that it didn't matter if the party that I'm a member of was in power or not, that if I could find a way to save a life, save a mind, or save money for North Carolinians, that I was going to pursue that. So over that career in the General Assembly, of the 29 major pieces of legislation, they were all signed by Democratic governors, either Easley and Perdue, with no vetoes. That's the result of focusing on the right thing, and that's what I'm doing currently as the State Treasurer. It's always good, even if you're in New Bern, North Carolina, to remember former Congressman Howard Coble. He was from the Greensboro area, and Howard Coble would go home to Alamance County on Sundays, and his mom would put out this big spread of food, and Howard would say, thank you. And his mom would say, well, Howard, it just didn't jump up on the table by itself. This event tonight just didn't jump up on the table by itself. So all of the all of you who are involved in getting this venue, setting up this recording, even Dominic coming out, they all deserve a big round of applause. Thank you very much. Anytime that we're talking about health care and pension, I always hold up this chart. This is actually a human brain. And this is what happens to a human brain when people are confronted. We have at least one doctor in the audience, so hope you won't refute this, Dr. Willis. This is what happens when the human brain is confronted with issues regarding health care and finance. It turns red. This is actually an MRI of a human brain. And the reason I bring this to your attention is that even though my remarks might seem like a little like a country music song where I'm going to build you up, burn you down, and build you back up again, I hope that by the end of the discussion tonight, your brain doesn't look like this, because these issues are far too important. When your brain turns red like this, that means your temperature's up. And when your temperature's up, that means your hearing is down. And when your hearing is down, you can't be informed about anything. And that's really what's going on across the country on so many topics. People just want to be affirmed about how they feel about a subject, but the importance of this group is they bring speakers in that actually inform you about why things are going on. So, with healthcare, let me tell you some things that have happened over the last few years. 8 years ago, Bill Gates, one of the wealthiest people in the world, said the following, and I want you to think of how you would finish this sentence. The single biggest threat to public education is. You'll never believe how Bill Gates finished that sentence. The single biggest threat to public education is how states are going to account and fund their unfunded health care and pension obligations to public service workers. Bill Gates said that 8 years ago. Also 8 years ago, the state auditor of North Carolina, Beth Wood, said in a finding on the state health plan, which I'm getting ready to discuss with you, that the state health plan is at risk for overpaying claims. When you're the state treasurer and the state auditor sends you a finding that starts with that sentence, there's nothing good that can come after that. The state health plan is at risk for overpaying medical claims because even though the plan spends over $3 billion a year, now let's put everything in context as we go forward. What does $3 billion mean? $3 billion is more money than gets appropriated to the entire university system for all the campuses. $3 billion is more money than gets appropriated to all of the justice and public safety of North Carolina, from the deputy sheriff to the chief justice of the Supreme Court. We all know about public safety. We all know about the university systems. Most people don't know that there's something else out there that's consuming more money than either one of those things that are visual. My wife is here with me tonight, and those of you who have heard me speak know that whether she's with me or not, I always bring her up in my remarks for a couple of basic reasons. Number one is that the spouses of public officials and candidates are the ones that really bear the brunt of public servant. Whether you're a deputy sheriff or somebody who's running for office, if you're a spouse of a public servant or a candidate, you're really the ones that put up with a lot. So let's give all spouses of public servants a round of applause. Secondly, and I've tried to find an elegant way of saying this, but I have to say it a little bit slower so people understand what I'm saying. It's easier to say it when she's not sitting right in front of me. But she's the cutest 250-year-old woman you've ever met in your life. Don't try this at home. So the reason is that when she goes to work tomorrow morning in Winston-Salem at 8 a.m., when she goes to work tomorrow morning, she'll go to work at Old Salem. Old Salem is a Moravian community of 250 years in old. And when she goes to work every day, she wears the period uniform of 250 years ago. But, yes, like Tryon Palace. So the reason I bring that up is that when Cynthia does something for you, whether she's demonstrating for you at the at Old Salem, or where she's in her bands, where she's a musician and a picker and an artist. Anytime my wife does something for you, you can see it or you can hear it. As your state treasurer, we work on the invisible, the things you cannot see and you cannot hear until something goes wrong. How many people knew that we had $2.5 billion of unemployment debt? How many people knew that the businesses of this state, big and large, had been paying FUTA, federal, and SUTA, state unemployment surcharges, for 16 years because that debt was outstanding? Those are the invisible things. So what I do as a mechanic is I listen and I act and I fix to fix the invisible things. So also 8 years ago, let me mention that the News and Observer had a major expose about how healthcare systems across North Carolina are piling up the cash. This Pulitzer Prize nominated series by the News and Observer talked about the piling up and the conglomeration and the monopolization of healthcare across North Carolina. There is one hospital in North Carolina tonight that has three times as much money in the bank as we do at the Treasurer's Office for the Rainy Day Fund of North Carolina. Nearly $5 billion. So my point of saying that to you is that these are real issues that have been brewing and coming along for a very long period of time. I want to remind you also of what former State Treasurer Harlan Bowles said, that even though he was from a different party, he said this 40 years ago. The growth in the unfunded liabilities of public service workers and retirees and runaway health care costs and the absence of actuarially funding these plans will result in liabilities that will eventually equal, surpass, and dwarf the state debt of North Carolina. He said that 40 years ago. You know, you can't control a goosebump, whether it's good or bad. And when I read these letters, these words from former Treasurer Harlan Bowles, and then I'm able to say this, that the unfunded pension and health care liabilities of North Carolina, as we see it here tonight, are 9 times larger than the state debt. What Treasurer Bowles said 40 years ago has actually come true. And the reason it should matter to you is that this whole system is unsustainable.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in 4 sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
So why should you care, and why are we here, and why have you made the choice on one of the prettiest days of this year to come out and listen? It's because you want to be informed, and I need you to inform others about what's going on. The state health plan, unlike the pension plan, is one of the most insolvent in the United States. How could the state treasurer be standing up here and telling you that the pension plan is one of the most safest and the health plan is one of the most insolvent? And the answer to that question is not emotional and not political. It's mathematical. In the pension plan, and we have many of the people that are on this pension plan in this audience tonight, every public service employee, I don't know what happens in Washington, but in North Carolina, every local city, county, and state employee contributes money out of their pocket into the pension plan every 30 days. And then the employer they work for, Hal, puts money on their behalf. It's not a match, it's a bill. And that money grows over 30 years, and that's how you get a pension benefit. On the health plan, just think about that same recipe, except no money has ever been put aside for the long-term liabilities of the state health plan. Why should you care about that? The reason that you should care about that is that for decades, people could go to work for the state of North Carolina and work 5 years and one day and eventually be eligible for lifetime health care at no charge after 5 years and one day. Now, let me tell you in context how severe this is when I say it's one of the most insolvent in the United States. Pew Research and Standard & Poor's put out a report last year that shows the insolvency of the state health plan ranks us right behind the state of Illinois on a per capita basis. The same Illinois that you've been hearing about. But even if you're not on the state health plan and you find all this kind of interesting, if you're still asking yourself, why should you care, this is the answer. The answer is that the three biggest expenses of the state budget every come to the treasurer's office. It's interest on the debt, it's pension contributions, and health care and pharmaceutical benefits. What's going to happen over the next two decades, going back to what Bill Gates said, is that the funding of these things is going to crowd out and take money away from things that you do care about in the morning. Nobody wakes up thinking about AAA bond ratings, life expectancies, GASB, OPEB, and all these other terms that I'm going to use over the next few minutes. All of you wake up thinking about less government, education, public safety, public roads, the ports, the parks, and all the other core functions of our state government. I can certify to you, because it's happening all across the country, that things that you care about as core functions of state and local government, those core functions are going to be impacted unless we are successful in solving the health care crisis of North Carolina. On the health care crisis itself, I will tell you that nobody in this room consumes health care. It consumes you. It's the only thing in your life, unlike a tank of gasoline. Did you get my credit card back to me, by the way? Thank you. I just want to see if you're still paying attention over there. It's the only thing you consume in your life where you don't know the value and the price of what you got even after you consumed it. So as we started down this road, there's a couple of things that we thought about. Number one is that we have state employees who cannot afford to insure their families. People in Craven County, people in rural eastern North Carolina people in rural North Carolina of the West, because a beginning teacher and a beginning trooper in North Carolina have to work 1 week out of every four just to pay the family premium. We have somebody back there in the school system who knows exactly what I'm talking about. How do you come up with that? It's not political, and it's not emotional, it's mathematical. There's a number of hours in a week. We know what the average pay is, and we know what the premium is, and they have to work 1 week out of the month. Why should you care about that? Because the people who are educating your kids and paving your roads and protecting you from criminals, those people are having to make a choice between mortgage and health care, energy and health care, food and health care, and running their families and health care. This is really a big deal. So what we're trying to do with the state health plan is we're trying to take advantage of our largeness. Now, this started last summer in a room at the treasurer's office where 42 people were there. John Locke was there. We invited News and Observer there. And we asked the simple question to the health care providers, Aetna, United Healthcare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, legislative staff, pediatricians, primary care physicians, mental health specialists, hospital association, medical society, all walks of the healthcare provider network, and we asked them one simple question. How much waste, fraud, and abuse do you think there is in healthcare in North Carolina? The lowest answer we received was 12 to 15%. We're spending over $3 billion a year of your money on this, and the minimum answer we got was 12 to 15%. I said, this is fantastic. Go out and find these savings that you say exist, and I promise you that we will operationalize all of those inside of the state health plan. So over the last few months, in the summer months, we heard nothing from these providers. So in addition to that, during that period of time, I sent a request to the state hospital. Now, for those of you who may be connected to the state hospital and feel offended, I want to tell you that anything that the state taxpayers pay for, I call it the state park, the state road, the state hospital, because the taxpayers of North Carolina paid for it. This state hospital happens to be UNC Healthcare. So I sent a simple request, and follow along with me if you will. The UNC Healthcare, we sent $312 million to them last year for healthcare services for state active and retired state employees. So we know what we got billed. I'm trying to figure out what we're supposed to pay. So we sent a request saying, would you please send us a charge sheet that shows what an appendectomy, a tonsillectomy, and a knee replacement and all these things are supposed to cost. I know how energetic you are tonight and how what great photographic memories you have, so I'm getting ready to thumb through the price list that UNC Healthcare sent me of what things cost at UNC Healthcare. Are you ready? Every single page was blacked out. We're the customer. Now that'll give you another kind of goosebump. We are the customer. They will not tell the customer what stuff is supposed to cost. So Corey Freeman, who writes for the Wilson Times, who's actually from New Bern originally, he put it this way, and I'm sorry, I've had a great long day, so if it sounds a little more sarcastic, I apologize. Okay. Corey Freeman said, let's get this straight. The state treasurer cannot find out from the state hospital what the state health plan is supposed to pay for state employees' health care. If that bizarre sentence gives you a headache, we hope that it will subside before you're in need of any medical attention. Lord knows what a neurologist is going to charge you to diagnose this. The fact is that we don't consume health care, it consumes us. So after we had this big meeting and we heard nothing back from providers, and then we tried to figure out what we were paying the state hospital and they won't tell us. The reason they won't tell us is that there's a contract between Blue Cross Blue Shield, who's our third-party administrator, and the health care providers across North Carolina, and that contract is between them, except we're the ones that are paying the bills. So the result of this is what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring transparency to healthcare. We're trying to push the power out of Raleigh and down to the people of this state who know how to consume groceries, They know how to consume things on eBay. They know how to consume Pepsi Colas. They know how to buy the cheapest tank of gas. Push the power down to 720,000 people so that they can actually consume health care for the first time in their lives. So let me put in context what the buying power of 720,000 people is. My mentor for the last 32 years, even though I was a blue-collar worker for some of that period of time, was Warren Buffett. 720,000 people is almost equal to the amount of employees that Berkshire Hathaway, J.P. Morgan, and Amazon have combined in the United States. The buying power of the state health plan, we have almost as many people in our plan than work for those three major companies combined. So what we're trying to do with increased transparency, push the control and the power down to the consumer, is that's going to result in lowering the cost of health care for state employees and taxpayers like them. So the result of all this is we've been getting a tremendous amount of pushback, and you've already heard that there's been a bill that's already passed the North Carolina House.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Anyway, so they passed a piece of legislation. It's not very long. It's a page and a half. It's House Bill 184. And it basically stops me from doing any reform of the health care plan. It stops us from taking advantage of our largeness on behalf of state employees and taxpayers like them. And it basically forces us to continue using our third-party administrator for the term of our contract at the fee schedule that they've set out. This is the fee schedule. This is I bring all these props because you wouldn't believe this if I didn't show it to you, would you? Okay. I didn't bring the bowling pin. Somebody's already asked me about the bowling pin, so I apologize. So my point of saying all this to you is we're trying to get to the bottom of this. And the reason is because of what Warren Buffett said 4 weeks ago. So Bill Gates said this 8 years ago about how money's going to be taken away from things. But Warren Buffett said 4 weeks ago this. Any company in the United States that's thinking about expanding or relocating their business, if they don't look and to see what the unfunded pension and health care liabilities are of the community that they're going to and the state that it's in, is not doing proper analysis. See, the state of North Carolina has a $30 billion unfunded health care liability. I say that not because Standard & Poor's says it, it's because this is the actuarial report that shows it. And not only that, but that doesn't include the liability of the city of New Bern. That doesn't include the liability of the county of Craven, because many of the cities and the counties across North Carolina have even bigger, I mean not larger, but they have liabilities also. This is a really big deal. And to pay these bills, these folks, the local county commissioners and city council people, have nowhere else to turn but to the property taxpayers of the communities in order to get this revenue. That's why this is so serious. So let me put a bow on this so I'll have enough time to answer your questions. Number one, the reason this is important, going back to my example of my wife earlier, is that we advocate and represent the invisible. The 900,000 people who are on the pension plan, the 700,000 people who are on the state health plan. These folks who are out there every day educating your kids and protecting you from criminals and paving your roads, the last thing I want them thinking about is the safety and the security of their health care and their pensions. So in addition to everything I've talked about, what we're also trying to do is we're trying to educate them. So the first thing we did last year is we sent out the new state health plan card. This gentleman may have one in the back. For the first time in your lifetime, this card does not have Blue Cross Blue Shield on the front. Now, why should that matter to you? Because this card has always had Blue Cross Blue Shield on the front. When you got an explanation of benefit in the mail, which, by the way, doesn't explain the benefit of anything, it had Blue Cross, bless you, it had Blue Cross Blue Shield on the front. If you ever got a check because you may have overpaid a copay, it had Blue Cross Blue Shield on the front. So why wouldn't the consumer, the people in this health plan, not think that when they pulled this out of their pocket that they were sticking it to Blue Cross Blue Shield? Why would you not think that? Because everything had Blue Cross Blue Shield on the front. We are a self-funded plan. We always have been. We use Blue Cross Blue Shield as a third-party administrator. So for the first time, it now has your state health plan paid for by you and taxpayers like you. We want the participants in these plans to think about this as deeply when they pull it out of their pocket as they do one of these. Because I don't know all of you personally, but I can pretty much be assured that nobody in this room pulls this out of their pocket unless they know the value and the price of what they're getting. If we can get the transparency in healthcare and push the power down to the consumers of this state, then when they pull this out of their pocket, they will have the same power as they do when they pull this out. And more importantly, when you get a bill for something like this, you always look at what you spent. And if there's a problem with it, you have the ability to dispute it. Raise your hand if you've really had a successful effort in lowering the cost of a healthcare bill that came in the mail to you. Raise your hand if you spent hours and hours on the phone trying to do that kind of stuff. That's what we're trying to get around. So I used to carry my gallbladder around with me, and you know, I spoke at the Rotary Club today at lunch, and that's not a good thing to bring to a luncheon at Rotary Club. So then I started bringing my explanation of benefit associated with my gallbladder. It was seven pages that looked like this. Facility fee, facility charge. You couldn't tell from this whether I had my gallbladder removed or my appendix removed. This is an explanation of benefit, by the way, for $11 flu shot with a $165 facility fee. $165 facility fee for $11 flu shot. the same flu shot than in some parts of the country. And I know I'm talking to a crowd that understands rolling down a window. Sometimes when I'm talking to younger crowds, that's a foreign concept to them. In some parts of the country, you can literally drive up to a place, roll down your window, roll up your sleeve, get a flu shot, and drive off. Here's a facility fee associated with that. So what's happening with healthcare is that we're trying to get to the bottom, and we're trying to cut $250 million out of the cost of the health plan, which is going to save the participants over $50 million a year. And it sets us on a path to make sure that this health plan is sustainable, because the governor's budget and the General Assembly budget is only funding the health plan at a 4% increase. You know our prescription drug costs are going up a lot more than 4%. You know our health care costs are going up a lot more than 4%. You've already heard that I went to that elite university called UNC Greensboro. And I can tell you that there's no combination of the numbers 6 and 10 that will get you to 4, no matter how hard you try. So the fact is, what we're doing at the state health plan is we're trying to live within our budget. That's exactly what I said I would do when I applied for the job to be the keeper of the public purse. As I close and open it up for questions, I just want to remind you that they may stop the progress of reforming the state health plan, but the fact is, they can pluck all the feathers off what we're trying to do, but there is no turning back. This is really starting to happen for the first time in our lifetimes. Becker just came out and said hospitals, not physicians, are driving up health care costs for the privately insured, which is us. Wall Street Journal article, why do we spend so much on health care? This is happening like every week in the Wall Street Journal. Thirdly, why healthcare transparency is a myth in the United States, and what can we do about it? The President of the United States has talked about transparency and surprise billing, not only in healthcare, but also pharmaceutical costs. The Wall Street Journal, a major expose, hospitals are now pushing doctors that they own to keep the referrals in-house. So let me personalize this for you for a moment. I have an email here from a teacher from Fayetteville, North Carolina. This teacher emailed me before Thanksgiving, very upset, because they were ordered to get an echocardiogram. So when they got ordered to get an echocardiogram, they went to the imaging center to get that done, and the intake person said that'll be $1,200. Now, that wasn't the total cost. That's just what they needed right then. And this teacher said, I don't have $1,200. I'm a school teacher. And then the person said, well, we can maybe put that on payments for you. Are you serious? Are we really to the point in healthcare in this state where we have to start financing co-pays and deductibles? He said, I don't have the ability to make payments, but I'm really curious. If I had $1,200 to give you right now, how much would the total cost of this be? And the person very genuinely said, well, we would never be able to tell you that. Because the people who are writing the treasurer's office, who are emailing us, and who are calling our office, many of the people are healthcare providers across this state who they themselves are sick and tired of not being able to tell people what stuff costs. This person took this very negative experience and drove 20 miles from their house after Thanksgiving and got the echocardiogram for $208. You haven't heard the punchline. They never showed the insurance card, cash. The cash payment for that procedure was less than the copay. So if you haven't, don't take anything else from me, us, this presentation tonight and the questions that we're getting ready to answer. I want you to have that courage to take that extra minute in your life, every time that you get a prescription filled or any time that you get healthcare services, to ask them what the cash price is. We're hearing examples all across the state of people who have $90 copays for a specialist, and when they ask what the cash price is, they say it's $75. The cash price is lower than the deductible, and they never use the state health plan card. Take that extra courage like this teacher did, because by doing that and by pushing the power out to the consumer, that's what's going to change things. The Wall Street Journal came out with an article that says you can't put a price on a hip replacement, and that's the problem. Corey Freeman, Trump administration now weighing publicizing secret hospital rates and those that the doctors insurers negotiate. Hospitals, not physicians, driving up health care costs. Senator Grassley is now convening Senate hearings through the Federal Trade Commission about things that are going on between large insurers and hospitals across the United States. The medical industrial complex. Most of us grew up in the 60s and the 70s. We heard about the military industrial complex. Now it's the medical industrial complex across the United States. Rules to ease patient access to healthcare data. That's coming along. Doctors push hospitals to keep referrals in-house. This Wall Street Journal expose talks about the fact that after a doctor practice is acquired, there's a chance that prices can go up 2 to 3-fold 4 years after that occurs because they're now owned by a major conglomerate. So the Transparency Project and the Clear Pricing Project is basically meant to do three things. One is to bring transparency to healthcare. Number two is to push the power down to the individuals so that they can actually have the tools to consume healthcare. And number three, the result of that is going to be lowering the cost.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
As I close and take questions, I want to say something that it's the most heartfelt thing that I will say tonight. Solving this problem is not going to make a difference in my life. Solving the unemployment problem or the workers' comp problem or the brain concussion issues that I worked on 8 years ago or the tax and tags of making government more efficient, none of the things I've ever worked on is going to make one bit of difference in my life. It's not going to change my relationship with my family. It's not going to affect me spiritually, and it's not going to change me financially. It's going to make a huge difference in the financial future and the destiny of North Carolina. And it's all happening at the treasurer's office. It's not happening because I'm the treasurer. You know, I was told the other day in Iredell County by a fireman, he said, you know, Mr. Treasurer, he said, there is no Democrat and Republican fires. They're just fires. There's no Democrat and Republican crimes. They're just crimes. There's no Democrat and Republican money at the treasurer's office. It's just green. And as the keeper of the public purse, I can assure you that whether it's health care, Wall Street fees, or pharmaceutical costs, or anything else, we do not spend a penny of your money or buy a paperclip at the treasurer's office unless we think about who that money belongs to. It belongs to the participants of these plans who we have a loyalty and duty of care to, and the taxpayers of North Carolina. I appreciate you having me out here, and I'd be glad to take a few questions. Thank you.
I know that House Bill 184 was passed, as you said, in the House.
Yes.
And went to the Senate. I've looked at the website. It's in the Rules Committee.
Correct.
I've emailed the Speaker Pro Tem and the chairman of that site, of that committee,
yes,
and asked whether they thought it would just stay in committee or whether it would be passed out for vote. Haven't gotten any reply. What's your take on that? Should a lot of us be asking that question and asking them to just leave it bottled up in the committee? Should we be writing to Senator Grassley and calling what's going on to his attention? What can we do to help?
Great question. She was asking about what we could do in the North Carolina Senate versus the U.S. Senate. So on the North Carolina Senate side, we've had great conversations with President Berger, the Rules Chairman, and many members of the North Carolina Senate. Everybody has a story. Every one of you in this audience could stand up here and put this thing on your ear and tell a story about something that's happened to you with health care or somebody that you know. The majority, or the leading cause of bankruptcies in North Carolina right now is people filing bankruptcies associated with medical bills. So contact your senator and tell them that let us do our job. And as I've told some in the Senate, either fund it or let us fix it. Period. Either fund it or let us fix it. And as far as what's happening at the federal level, I think that there's a new rule that came out 18 months ago from the Internal Revenue Service. This definition of what a nonprofit is going to be scrutinized and looked at, the likes of which you've never seen in your life, because they're nonprofits when it's to their advantage and they're for-profits when it's to their advantage. And you can't have it both ways. Yes.
Well, Mr. Treasurer, since you like props, I brought you one.
Does it have anything in it?
Nope. Sadly, no.
Okay.
That represents the only thing you can buy in a hospital that you can get them to tell you the price of it before you buy it. I'm a family physician in Beaufort, North Carolina. I practice medicine there and have for the last 30 years. And I want everyone to know that this man has integrity, honesty, the facts, and truth are on his side. And that's the problem these people have with him. Because the reason that you're hearing personal attacks and you're hearing innuendo and slash and burn and all these false and illogical and irreverent statements is because they don't have facts, truth, and the honesty of integrity on their side. We owe him a great thanks. The truth is, in rural North Carolina, over the last 30 years, we've seen less hospitals, less physicians, and less access to health care. It doesn't matter how long you expand Medicaid or you do anything else, if you don't have doctors and providers there to take care of them, it's never going to make a difference. We've trusted these mega hospital systems to have more and more money that they've stuck into reserve and taken out of our pockets as taxpayers and used for their purposes. We've got more medical millionaires in the hospital administration system now than we have in any other industry in North Carolina. That's a sad statement. But Mr. Treasurer, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the truth. And thank you for recognizing that rural areas in this state need more physicians, more hospitals, and that you've taken steps to help us and help us be compensated for the work that we're doing already.
Thank you. Hang on just a minute. I want to say that I had never met Dr. Willis until a few weeks ago. And he's been a practicing physician for the last 30 years. And when he came and met with me, he'd been hearing all these ads. He drove to Raleigh to meet with me to say, we've heard about this terrible scheme of the state treasurer's office and how bad it's going to hurt us. And his remark to me was, if you're going to hurt me like that, hurt me more.
Over and over and over again, if paying me more is hurting me.
That's right. The reason is, without divulging too much, there are primary care physicians like Dr. Willis who are currently getting only 110% of Medicare. 115% of Medicare, 120% of Medicare. The Clear Pricing Project gives them 155 and 165% of Medicare to do their jobs. That is what keeps doctors in rural North Carolina and keeps them from having to run to the arms of the major hospitals. So my point of saying that to you is this is not just about him. Now, he's tough because he beat me arm wrestling, but I had a torn bicep, so I or I could be left-handed, I could say anything, but he did beat me. But the fact is that he wants to practice a few more years. He's been practicing 31 years primary care medicine in rural North Carolina. He made that choice to do that. And he wants to be able to stay in practice for another few years. More importantly, he would like to be able to have somebody take over his practice and do what he's done for the next 35 years in rural North Carolina. That's what the Clear Pricing Project does. Those are the priorities we set in place. Transparency, push the power away, lower the cost, give more money to primary care physicians, give more money to mental health specialists, and try to do something to really help rural hospitals. Now, that's what we're trying to do, and I thank you, Dr. Willis, for not only being driving to Raleigh, introducing yourself, but also coming to Williamston last night and New Bern tonight. Thank you very much.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Treasurer Falwell, in my career, I was excited last fall when it was announced that you were going to go take the state health plan to reference-based pricing. I read your op-ed in the News Observer, was excited by it, even responded to the News Observer, and they were nice enough to print my letter supporting you. I listened to your defending your decision at the health committee meeting at the State House with you on one side. You didn't bring your boot with you tonight, though. And then I also saw on the other end of the table the Hospital Association. Basically, you made a great speech supporting reference-based pricing, fiscally responsible for North Carolina, saving hundreds of millions of dollars, lowering premiums for employees, families, Also, as was pointed out, many of the primary care physicians would see an increase in salary. The only people that saw a decrease were the hospitals. But recently, you have responded to their request, the fact that under the original plan, they would see millions of dollars in decreased revenue. You addressed that, and even now, House Bill 184 continues to go forward. So the question to you, since our party is one of fiscally responsible action, why is the state leadership not supporting you and defeating House Bill 184? Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we're thankful for those that have that voted not to pass House Bill 184, so let's give a thumbs up to those individuals. I've been asking for 5 months to present what I've presented to you to the House Caucus of the North Carolina General Assembly for 5 months and have not been allowed to do so. Now, whatever you think about my courtside manner here and the way I present things, those of you who don't know me should know this. I'm diligent and I'm accessible. And the fact is that when I've been trying for 5 months to present this to the House Caucus of why this makes sense, and what's so ironic about your question is, guess who funds the plan? They do. So these attacks against me, the Treasurer's Office, the State Health Plan, those attacks aren't against us. They're against the people who are actually writing the checks, which is the General Assembly. But I've never been able to present to the House Caucus. The only opportunity that we've had is that little 20-minute, whatever you want to call that, in that health committee that day. Yes. And even when folks like Dr. Willis, who I'd never met, didn't even know he was in the audience that day, drove hours and hours to get to that committee, they were not allowed to speak. Even when the bill was coming through committee, they were not allowed to speak after driving hours and hours. So that's a question better laid at the feet of the leadership. But the fact is, as the keeper of the public purse, I'm going to be diligent. I'm going to figure out what's right. I'm going to get it right, and I'm going to keep it right on behalf of the citizens of North Carolina, and I promise you that.
This is kind of a follow-up question that Dale, I thought of it before he said his question, though, but I asked his question, but how do you think that the hospitals, the ones that have so much retained earnings, huge retained earnings, how do you think they got that much power over our House at the General Assembly to treat you like they have and to go ahead and pass that damn bill?
The question was, how do I think that these hospitals, many of them started out as community hospitals. Novant used to be for Forsyth Memorial. Vidant used to be Pitt County Memorial. Atrium used to be Charlotte Memorial. These hospitals used to be owned by the taxpayers. One of these hospitals has $5 billion in the bank. Now, maybe if you had the ability to set prices, if you had the ability to tell your customer that they shouldn't know what things cost, and maybe if you had a business that didn't pay property taxes, sales taxes, and income taxes on that profit, maybe you would have $5 billion in the bank too. That's how it happened. But it has to stop. I think everybody knows the answer of how they got that control.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue, Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.